Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 48 on Saturday, May 16th. We've come through another week, and as is our usual practice, on Saturdays we go through examine. This is an opportunity for you to slow down and take note of where God may have been speaking to you through this past week, the past few days, in a single moment maybe that you experienced. So let's take some time to slow down and reflect and to hear what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and welcome back. We are together again with another episode of Common Prayer and the end of another week together doing these things. And again, I hope that you've had just such a good week. I know for us, again, I think I mentioned this earlier in the week, but we had all sorts of vegetables popping out of our garden that we had planted towards the beginning of all this quarantine and shelter in place. So it was an exciting week around the Snead house. And, you know, it's just so interesting to think of, again, like we planted this garden as an activity to take up time in the beginning of all of this and had no expectation of us actually being able to reap the fruits of our garden by the time that we were still in quarantine. So we have radishes galore, trying to find recipes for that and all sorts of different stuff. But in some ways, you know, it was really good, and it was an uplifting week because we pulled this kind of new life out of all this chaos as we were, you know, as we pulled these radishes, we pulled these other vegetables and whatnot. It was like, we have new life right here, a reminder that the world is continuing, that God is continuing to move in our world. So it was fun. I hope you had a great week for that too. Wanted to let you know, again, we won't be back tomorrow. We take Sundays off for us to connect together online at our services, and then we'll be back Monday with a new week of content. So we're looking forward to that. We, as a Common Prayer team, met this week, and really excited about some things as we were brainstorming some stuff coming up for the future of these times together. And so really excited about where we're headed. So stay tuned for a little bit more of that information as we get a little closer to those things. But today is Saturday, and Saturdays, again, we slow down, we kind of pause content-wise, and we look towards the prayer of examine. And again, we do this every week because I think it is so apropos for us to slow down and to reflect back at where we've seen God subtly moving beneath the surface of our lives and beneath the surface of our circumstances. And so often we race through our weeks, we race through our days, that we miss God's presence, we miss the way in which He is moving. And so the prayer of examine seeks to just disrupt that, to disrupt that pace that allows us to rush past His presence. And it just methodically, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, allows us to walk through the past designated amount of time, whether it's the past day or the past week. And we just begin to reflect on where have we seen God and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. So with that, let's jump into the practice for this week. So why don't, as we get started, you just begin to settle into your chair. Maybe start by taking a few deep breaths. I want to invite you just to take these breaths in full recognition that God is with you right now in this moment. And for this first part, I want to just invite us to welcome the Holy Spirit. And so maybe this prayer is one for you today. Lord Jesus, I believe that at this moment, you are present and you are loving us. In this moment, you are Emmanuel, God with us. Help us now as we review the past day with you. Just again, take a few deep breaths in the recognition of God's presence with us today. us into a time of gratitude. And so take a moment and consider the past 24 to 48 hours. I want you to think slowly through the activities of your day. And as you consider the events of those days, allow them to just kind of play in your mind as if highlights from a movie or a show. And as you replay these days and watch the events take place before your mind's eye, what is it in these that stirs gratitude in your heart? What are the moments where you found yourself caught up in great joy? And maybe linger on those moments as they come to mind and spend a few moments just thanking God for them. Maybe it was a conversation with a child or a friend or neighbor. Maybe it was the laughter of a conversation with an old friend. Maybe it was a good meal or a walk outside. Find God in the specifics. Just thank Him for those. Where in those past 24 to 48 hours have you felt your deepest connection to God? Where was His presence a little more tangible? Spend a moment or two in gratitude for that connection. Now, as you continue to review your day, I want you to move from gratitude and begin to consider your emotions. What emotion over the past 24 to 48 hours did you feel most strongly? What was it that was washing over you throughout the day? There's no need to justify or try to change your emotions, but just sit with them as you sit with God. Was it joy, anxiety, fear, celebration? So often by examining our emotions, we can find the very presence of God with us in them. Laughing with those who laugh, mourning with those who mourn. I invite you to pick maybe one or two of the most dominant feelings that you felt today. Just talk with God about those. Invite God to speak into what He may be telling you through these emotions. Just quiet your heart and listen to what God may have for you. Now, I want to invite you to look forward to the day ahead. What do you want to take with you into the next day? that God's highlighted during this time. What is it you sense the Holy Spirit calling you to? Maybe it's something to be believed. Truth to be accepted, a lie to be forgotten. What is it that the Holy Spirit is inviting you into? What is it that most gives you hope moving forward? Where do you see God giving you hope? And as you process that hope, maybe spend some time resolving with God that you will hold to that. It is God who is our hope. It is God who is sustaining us. It is God who is causing the world to spin even at this moment. And may we learn to rest in His presence. So may the grace of God, which daily renews us, and the love of God, which enables us to love all, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which unites us in one body, make us eager to obey the will of God until we meet again through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.